I'm Alex Bloomberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. This is Esprit DeFora, as you know, and I have Peyton Park on the line with me. As you guys have heard, I am traveling around the world interviewing amazing women in tech for our other show, Women in Tech. And so I am in Iceland right now. And so Yash was nice enough to jump on this line with me so we can do the interview remotely. Hello. Mm-hmm. And now, okay, Yash has, okay, so I'm under blankets to get you guys good audio quality. And now Yash, to get you guys good audio quality, has his jacket like over his head too. We're like audio soulmates right now.
Right here.
So Yash, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Peyton Park.
I'm Yash. I'm the co-founder and CEO of Peyton Park. And it's a parking application for drivers who are looking to save time and hassle. Basically, it has two sides. One is the driver side where drivers can find authorized parking spots on the go, and they can even pre-book those spots in real time. And the second is the host side where common people like you and me who has an empty runway in front of their house or let's say vacant office spaces, they can list those spaces on Peyton Park and make money out of it. So it's sort of Airbnb for parking types, but it serves both the drivers and the hosts.
And where in LA are you guys based?
So we are based out of DTLA. We work out of a co-working space called Indie Desk. It's a pretty cool space.
Cool. And for those of you that don't know, DTLA is what we use to say downtown LA.
Yes,
so exactly. If you ever like look up the DTLA hashtag on Twitter, it's all about downtown LA. And yes. What inspired you to create the company?
It's been a long process, to be honest enough. I grew up in India, right? So if you ever been to India, or if any one of your colleagues has ever been to India, they would know what I'm talking about. That India has a transport system which is totally fudged up. It is chaos on the roads. It is traffic everywhere. The four-lane roads are converted to two-lane roads because people park on the sideways of the roads all the time, which creates more traffic congestion. And growing up like this there was always a thought behind that how could you actually improve all of these? How could you make these people park in a different location rather than unauthorized parking on the streets? And after I came to United States, where I actually understood how organized parking works, I found out that I could definitely create a solution behind this. So it was the 4th of July 2015, to be precise. We friends were on a road trip and towards the Manhattan Beach, right? So we started there and we couldn't find parking spot for 40 odd minutes. And we were so frustrated. You know, we are about to leave that Manhattan Beach spot and we are about to go. So as soon as we are about to leave, I see a billboard hanging outside the residential house saying that $10 all day parking. And I was like, okay, let's park there. So the problem was solved so easily, and that thought struck my mind that all day, that thinking this could be a business, and this could definitely solve a lot of problems like people getting tickets and stuff like that, you know? So it was a whole process of those years that I felt the parking situation to be so much fuzzed up in every nation and every city that I thought that it's time for me to do something that I'm passionate about.
That's awesome. And how many people are on your team?
There are actually 10 core members and 3 interns.
And how did you scale? Like, who was your first hire?
My first hire was he was my best friend, actually. We both actually sat on the first bench on the first day of our undergrad engineering school. And since then, we have been rolling together, thinking of doing something beyond the ordinary someday. So he's my CTO.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And then how did you scale from there?
So once we both got into the team and we decided that we are going to do this, we onboarded people who we trusted the most and we thought that would understand the pain point that we are trying to solve, you know? So the ardent drivers, our group has different sorts of people, but the ones who don't like driving and the ones who like driving. So the ones who like driving understands the pain point of a driver rather than the people who travel by cabs or Uber and stuff like that, right? So So we could onboard another two people from there. One guy is our system architect. His name is Harsh. And the other guy is our UI. His name is Divyansh, who travels a lot by cars and other sorts of vehicle, right? So
right.
So they were pretty much up board for this. And they said, yeah, let's do it. Why not?
And why did you guys decide to build the company in LA and not other startup cities?
Basically, we presented our idea here in at the Business Pitch 2016 competition in Cal City, Los Angeles, where we eventually won the competition. So presenting an idea in LA and winning a competition meant something to us. And people can jokingly say that this is not a car town, but it is a car town.
Cars yeah, you come. Need to have a car.
Yeah, you
to get
need to
LA.
Have a car in LA.
Yeah.
That is basics.
Yeah.
So, and people here are frustrated by parking in areas like Manhattan Beach or let's say Santa Monica, Westwood, Hollywood, DTLA. The parking rates are so high, you know, $42
so
per day.
Do you know that
like
I like on default, if I'm going to DTLA, first of all, I'm so stoked they built the train because
yeah.
I take the train from Santa Monica to downtown LA.
Exactly.
But if I'm driving to DTLA, the parking is so crazy for having to pay for a parking lot that I automatically know I'm going to use Lux. Do you know Lux, the on-demand?
Yes, of course.
Like valet service, yeah.
Of course.
Like it's just by default, it's
yes.
the cheapest, most comfortable way to park. Because also, even all the one-way streets in downtown LA make it impossible to like get around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's so much circling around that we want to save
yeah.
for you.
What LA Tech resources specifically do you recommend?
I would highly recommend the co-working spaces here, like WeWork and Cross Campus, and guys like you who do amazing podcasts and
thanks.
Yeah, come to all. Yeah, it is all about networking. You know, those guys, they always have networking events which are fruitful for new founders like me or maybe some other guy, right?
Totally.
When you go to those events, you find similar, like-minded guys who are willing to make it work. And
totally.
Every time you go, you meet different people with different perspectives. And out of all those, somehow, somewhere, you find the one guy that would help you open a new door, which could help you accelerate your growth.
Totally. And if you want to see every single LA Tech event happening by every community organizer, we built the We Are LA Tech mobile app just so you can see it super fast.
Okay.
It's on iPhone. Just go to wearelatech.com/app. We also have it in private beta for Android. So just tweet at We Are LA Tech if you have an Android and you want that app.
Yes.
We'll save you hours of your time and soul. Before I forget, I wanted to ask, like, what LA Tech companies or talent have you come across lately who have really impressed you?
There are two specifically. One is Sensei.
Love Sensei.
Oh, yeah. You know about it, right?
Yeah.
So it is so helpful. It is like...
Well, tell us what Sensei is, because not everybody may know.
Okay. So Sensei is a bot, right? First of all, it helps you in any of the tasks in advising and getting you inspiration and helping you learn new things. Let's say if you want to make vegan food. And so you say in Sensei that I want to make vegan food, then it would connect you with people who are into vegan food. So someone just asked me that, what do you have in your refrigerator? So I would say that this, this, and this. So he would just give me a recipe out of it. So it's so easy, you know? So Sensei for, whoa.
It's amazing. It's
yeah.
amazing. And they were based in Venice. Didn't they relocate to Santa Monica, I think?
Yes,
I'm not
they
sure.
did. They
yeah.
did.
Yeah.
They did.
Cool. Yeah, awesome. And you guys will include Sensei in the show notes so you can check them out. Love Sensei. I actually outsourced my love life on Sensei. I
okay.
sent out a Sensei message for a blind date and actually went on a blind date because of Sensei. So it's super
that
fun.
Is amazing.
Even to use something in your personal life like that. They wrote a whole post about it. So we'll link to my post on my Sensei outsourcing
okay.
my love life as well. If you had one ask of the community, something that they could do to support Pay and Park in your success moving forward, what would that ask be?
So guys, we launch on 14th of February. Just download the app and that would be enough for us to be supported, you know, because it's always about sharing. Once you get the word of mouth, it is pretty much all that you want. Once you have built a good product, you want appreciation and you want some good traction. So that's all I ask, you know.
And how can people connect with you?
So people can connect with me directly by emailing me at yash@paynpark.xyz. That is yash@paynpark.xyz. And I'll try to answer every one of them.
I know, it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know every single person that signs up for We Are LA Tech? I used to send a personal email to every last person, but after a couple of years, it got really hard.
Yes, you really can't zero in your inbox. Believe me, it is so hard.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Yash, for spending your time with the We Are LA Tech podcast. It's so rad to see all the innovation happening in Los Angeles, and I'm so grateful that you're a part of it. If you want to connect with more amazing LA Tech entrepreneurs, programmers, UI designers, investors, and the list goes on, go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP for our private chat group where we have over 800 amazing people ready to collaborate and support you in moving forward. And always feel free to tweet us at We Are LA Tech. Thank you, thank you, thank you for this awesome interview. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode.
Thank you. Thanks, Esprit, for having us. And you're amazing. Stay awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
You're awesome.
Huge shout out and thank you to Betalist. Betalist is amazing. I've used Betalist for my past startups. Betalist gains you early traction to your startup while it's still in beta. Go to betalist.com/wearelatech. That's betalist.com/wearelatech. Thank you for powering the We Are LA Tech podcast. To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.